Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, what business operator in our town knows more about the people and families who live here? Is it the grocer, or maybe, or the service station owner, or the barber, or beautician, or the doctor, or the pharmacist? Well, maybe. But when I read The Art of Arranging Flowers by Lynn Hinton, I saw that it might actually be the small-town florist who knows more about births and deaths and weddings and parties and love affairs and celebrations and the times we mourn. Hinton gives us an inside look at the life of Ruby Jewell, the owner of the flower shop. And when people ask her how she got into the business of and what it's like, she says, I just explained that I have a gift for creating bouquets. And, of course, with that, they smile and nod and show a measure of appreciation. And then they ask if the price quoted online includes delivery. That's really all they want to know of a life like mine anyway. And really, that's all I should be willing to share. And so, every morning for 20 years, I've risen, taken my place behind the counter near a large refrigerated storage room known as the cooler. Smells of life and death mingled and waiting in every molecule of space. The deep and bright blooms from gardens near and far flashing all around. And I take in the deepest breath, holding it, closing my eyes, opening them at the moment I exhale, and then think of the magic of it all. The real truth of who I am and what I do. But most people here don't know anything about it. They know I keep a file on everyone, remembering dates and favorite flowers. They know my bouquets last longer and cheaper than the flowers from off the internet. And they know I have some knowledge of herbs and remedies, and that I can take what they tell me and satisfy their desire of expression. So what does Ruby's description of her business have to do with Chapel Hill? And I thought about the many times Robert Bashford has told me that Charles House and his son Henry at University Florist have taken care of him. In town or out, he told me, their flowers are pretty and immediate. The shop is a pleasure to visit. Charles and Henry and the staff add color and something more to our downtown. Well, florists seem to have some sixth sense of what is needed and when. And a few days ago when I went out to tape an interview with Lynn Hinton for North Carolina Book Watch, I thought, golly, we should have a nice flower display in the background while we talk about the life and work of florists. And guess what? When I got to UNCTV, there was a beautiful floral display in the lobby. And so I said, can I borrow this? I asked the receptionist. Sure, she said, it just arrived. I don't know where it came from. So I'll always wonder, how do these local florists seem to always know what we need and when we need them? This is D.G. Martin.